from the Sky News Centre at 7. Airlines are threatening legal action unless an amicable settlement is reached with Heathrow over Friday's closure. A group representing more than 90 carriers wants an independent investigation into why it took a full day for flights to resume. The Transport Secretary told MPs the airport didn't feel electricity supplies from two nearby substations were enough to keep operations running when a fire at another caused a power cut. Our chief political correspondent, John Craig, says Heathrow's boss will face MPs' questions next week.
The boss who has been bitterly criticised by MPs for going to bed on Thursday night rather than staying up overnight to take control of the emergency.
Ahead of Wednesday's spring statement, the Chancellor insists she does not recognise reports that free school meals in England could be means tested. She's looking to save money and is expected to make departmental cuts. Donald Trump's reiterated a suggestion that American firms own Ukrainian power plants to deter further Russian aggression and says he's discussing the idea with Kyiv.
We're talking about territory right now. We're talking about lines of demarcation. We're talking about power plant ownership. Some people are saying the United States should own the power plant and then work it that way because we have the expertise to fix it up, etc., etc.
US and Russian officials have held talks today with American and Ukrainian delegates to meet again too. It's mainly to agree a ceasefire for the Black Sea to restart commercial shipping. More than 300 jobs are at risk at Morrison's. The supermarket's closing 52 of its cafes, 17 convenience stores and dozens of meat and fish counters as well as florists. Police are investigating after four alpacas and a sheep were shot dead in Cambridgeshire. Officers say it's a highly distressing crime. And England kick off their attempt to make it back-to-back wins under new manager Thomas Tuchel shortly. They face Latvia for a World Cup qualifier, having beaten Albania on Friday. That's the latest.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Three people have been charged over an alleged £5 million fraud at Cardiff Sixth Form College. Yasmin and Nadine Sawa are accused of theft and fraud between 2012 and 2016 before the college was taken over by new owners. Another man faces charges of false accounting. All three will appear in court next month. There's a warning that the number of tuberculosis cases is on the increase in Wales. 95 were reported nationwide last year compared to 84 the year before. TB case rates are still the lowest in the UK, but Public Health Wales is urging the public to look out for any signs or symptoms of the disease. Patients here in the Vale could be sent to a new regional centre for surgeries. A site near the Royal Glamorgan Hospital in Llantrisant has been earmarked for a treatment hub serving South East Wales, but NHS chiefs say a clear plan needs to be set out before they can press ahead. Health boards from across the region will consider the proposals this week. 12 new apartments have been built on the site of a former Barry clinic. The Lisa Egroy scheme on Winston Road is the latest to be completed by Vale Council. Further house building projects are in the pipeline, including a major complex for older people in Penarth. And the community centre still has no permanent operator 2 years after it opened. Vale Council says it's still working with interested parties about running Bellevue in Penarth. For now, the council-owned catering firm Big Fresh will continue to act as temporary operators for up to 12 months. In sports, Robbie Savage says it would take a really special job offer to lure him away from Macclesfield. The former Wales international won promotion with the Stoke Men to National League North over the weekend. Savage, who's in his first season as manager, has already turned down at least one offer from a higher level.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
So This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show at Bro with me, Mike Fowler. So what have we got to come up on today's show? Well, we've got bumper action from around the Vale with your Vale teams in action in football. Vale teams will also be in action in rugby. We're going to have a little dip into how the ice hockey's been getting on recently for the Cardiff Devils, and we're going to bring you the reaction from Wales' first World Cup qualifier that took place on Saturday, and Wales' opening Women's Six Nations match. So it's been an absolute bumper weekend for sport, and for those regular listeners, I'd like you all to know that I am back up to full match fitness. My back has sorted itself out, so I'm back, ready for first team action, if anyone wants to give me the call up. But first, we're going to be talking about all things Barry Town and football here at Bro.
¿Cómo puede ser olvidar? Last night I dreamt of San Pedro, just like I'd never gone. I knew the song, the young girl with eyes like Bethesda. It all seems like yesterday, not far away. Tropical, the island breeze, all of nature wild and free. This is where I long to be, La Isla Bonita. The sun would set so high.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And Barrytown United lost ground on their bid for a playoff spot following a 3-2 defeat at Flint in the Cymru Premier. Andy Legg's side are now just 2 points clear at the top of the playoff conference with 3 games of the regular season to go. It's been a difficult week for Barry, whose vice-captain Evan Press was jailed for 2.5 years without the club's prior knowledge. But beyond the shock of losing one of their key players, Barry needed to return to on-the-pitch matters quickly, with a potential end-of-season route to the UEFA Conference League still in sight. Legg opted for just one change from their home win over Aberystwyth, with Josh Yeoworth returning to the starting lineup, while Will Richards took over the captaincy. In-form Ian Owen gave Barry the perfect start on D's side after just 7 minutes from an Owen Cudahy corner, which the young striker nodded in at close range for his 4th goal in 3 league games. But the Silkman drew level 10 minutes later with a stunning 22-yard volley from Ben Hughes, which gave away keeper Liam Armstrong no chance. Flint then went ahead just before half-time when a long ball from Harry Owen somehow managed to evade Yeoworth, allowing Elliot Reeves to bundle home past Armstrong into an empty net. The hosts had a goal chalked off for offside after an error from Armstrong, while Reeves came close to adding a second as Barry felt the pressure. Yet, the visitors restored parity on 81st minute when Robbie Wilmot's corner was met by a bullet header from sub Kane McLagan, straight past homekeeper Jack Flint. But when it seemed Barry would leave with a share of the spoils, Ryan Kavanagh's late foul on Sidi Sanogo Fofana gifted an 89th minute penalty, duly converted by Josh Jones, to earn Flint their 7th straight home win. With Connors Quay beating Newtown 3-2 on Friday, the race for the playoff spot looks poised to go to the wire, with Barry at home to relegation threatened the Robins next Friday before a potential decider away at Nomads on Sunday the 13th of April. And in the Adram Premier, Barrytown United earned their first win since January, beating Aberystwyth Town 2-0. Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side had earned just 1 point from their last 5 league games as they travelled to Park Avenue, where Aber's men squad were finally relegated from the Cymru Premier on Friday after 33 years. Aber's women could still mathematically follow the same fate, with bottom club Cardiff Met needing Barry to win to avoid going down on Sunday. The first half remained goalless despite Jasmine Turner missing the chance to put the visitors ahead from the penalty spot just before the break. But on 53 minutes, midfielder Stone turned in her first senior goal for Barry, with Danielle Broadhurst providing the assist. Broadhurst would turn playmaker again just 6 minutes as Lucy Atwood struck past keeper Chelsea Herbert for her first goal of the season. Molly Anson clinched another clean sheet as Barry avenged their 3-1 defeat to Aber at Jenner Park a fortnight ago. They remain second in the plate conference and 6th overall in the table, with just 3 games left, starting with a home clash against conference leaders Swansea next Sunday. And next on Bro, we're going to be bringing you the action from the Cymru South and other selected fixtures from around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their 5 a day for over 50 years. And we now offer next day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwith Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roofs. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10am Monday through Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
Dyw i ddim yn hawdd i blant fod mewn gofal preswyl, ond mae gofalwyr da yn gwneud byd o wahaniaeth. Ni'n credu bod angen i chi fod yn ddibynadwy, yn ffyddlon, yn amyneddgar, yn gefnogol, yn deg, ac yn llawn hwyl i fod yn ofalwr preswyl da.
Os oes gyda chi yr unweddau hyn, mae mwy o wybodaeth am y rolau yn y gardal leol Argyll and Govallen dot Cymru.
Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning, multi-award-winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major begin their final stretch of the season with a 1-0 defeat at Cambrian United on Friday. Major returned to action for the first time since Ben States was named League's Manager of the Month for February. United went ahead on 42 minutes with what turned out to be the only goal of the game from Josh Allen, after Danny Birch provided the assist. Llantwit carved out more chances in the second half, with keeper Riley Allen making some crucial saves to deny the hosts from extending their lead. But Major missed the chance to grab a late point in stoppage time when Johan Emmanuel missed from the penalty spot. Llantwit dropped to 7th in the table following back-to-back defeats as they aimed to finish the season as high as possible. There were just 3 games to go, starting with a visit to Newport City on Friday night. And also in the Cymru South, Cairo Ely were in action and they drew 1-1 with Goitree United. There was no goals in the first half and Jack Ashford broke the deadlock for Cairo Ely early in the second half. A stoppage time penalty scored by Cameron Harris levelled the game. That leaves Kyrenyi 10th in their league. And next up for them, they've got a Friday night home game to Penrith Hibernia. On Saturday, Dinas Powys were in action and they went down 2-1 to top of the table, Avon United. Daniel Lloyd and Callum Goldsworthy scored either side of half-time for the away side. Kylan Eriksson picked up his second yellow on 60 minutes for Dinas Powys. But with a player down, Patrick Jones got one back for Dinas Powys, but they couldn't get any more out of the game, and that's where it ended. Dinas Powys sits sixth in their league, and this Saturday they are away to Comeback Royal Stars. And also in their league, Ely Rangers played FC Kamannan on Saturday, losing that one 3-2. And that was a goalless first half, but Josh Thornton put the away side 1-0 up. Adam Muscat got Ely Rangers level, only for Thornton to score again. Richard Greaves got Ely Rangers back into the game. But then Thornton struck for the third time, getting his hat trick, and that was enough for the away side. So Ely Rangers currently sit seventh in their league, and they've got a week off from action. But they weren't the only games in action. Wales were playing as well. So this was their first World Cup qualifier, and this was in Group J, and they were at the Cardiff City Stadium at home to Kazakhstan. And they won that game 3-1. So Daniel James, Ben Davis and Rabi Matondo scored for Wales. So that was a good start to the qualifying for the World Cup there. And they currently sit second in their qualifying group behind North Macedonia. And tomorrow, Wales are actually away to North Macedonia. So you could say that's a top of the group clash there. And they're hoping to keep the winning ways going. So they are second, but that's just on goal difference. Belgium, who are also in their league, haven't had a game yet. And I think Belgium are going to be the team to keep an eye out on in the qualifying group for Wales. But it's good that they've got themselves off to a good start there. I think we're probably at home against a team ranked 110th in the world. I think we're probably expecting a win there. It's always nice to get the first goal in a game like that, and I know it was the goal was given to Dan James, but it was deflected. Kazakhstan got back into it. I think you can safely say against the run of play, getting that penalty from Conor Robertan ball, but then I think Wales just went through the gears. It looked like it was quite a good game to start the campaign off for them. I mean, Ben Davis, he literally scored just after half time, and that probably calmed a lot of nerves. And watching the game, I mean, there was a few passes that went just a little bit astray, and I definitely think that Wales had a little bit more in it. It was nice to see Matondo coming on and scoring a goal as well. I think he's a cracking player. It just looks promising. It looks bright for Wales. I mean, quick one touch passing at times on there. And let's just hope that they can keep that up. So as I said, hope that they can do the business in North Macedonia and come back with two wins out of two at the beginning of the campaign, because that's going to be a really good start. And then maybe we can start planning our trip then to the World Cup games then. But I think that's probably me getting slightly ahead of myself. But next on Bro, we're going to change the sport up, as we usually do here, and we're going to go to the rugby in the Vale, and we're going to see how your Vale teams got on at the weekend. But we're also going to have a quick look at the opening of the Women's Six Nations. That's here to come at Bro.
My soul for a wish, pennies. was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at your baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. You took your time with the call, I took no time with the fall. You gave me nothing at all, but still you're in my way. I beg and borrow and steal, at first sight and it's real. I didn't know I would feel it, but it's in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at your baby.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to switch sports from football now to rugby. And Bally resumed their Admiral League campaign with a 44-34 defeat at Rydvelin in Division 1 East Central. Barry, despite having to play the entire match with 14 men, produced a performance to be proud of against the side eyeing up a top three finish, with quality scorers earning them a well-deserved try bonus point. Injuries and unavailability meant a lack of front row specialists and a passive scrum from the start. Rydvelin scored out wide in the second minute, rising fears for a difficult and possibly demoralising day for the Bombers. Rydvelin clinched a try bonus point midway through the first half, with Barry's only response coming from Jack Davis' penalty on 15 minutes. But the turnaround soon started, with the Bombers scoring twice in 5 minutes. The first came from a penalty try in the 30th minute, after Alan Evans and Allard Rees threatened the home line following a neat free kick. 5 minutes later, Flynn Baker, who, together with Victor Carhans, had a magnificent game as Rydvelin inevitably tested both by kicking at every opportunity, scored an interception try, and Davis converted to close the gap to 3 points. A converted try on the stroke of half-time gave Rydvelin a 10-point interval lead, and a disputed try in the first minute of the second half, after a foot in touch hadn't been spotted, saw the hosts go 17 points clear. But Barry's heads didn't drop, and they responded with an exciting quality rugby as the teams traded blows. Davis scored a superb solo try after 44 minutes, before Baker got his second in the 68th minute when Barry were down to 13 men. After Corahans had made an initial burst, Davis added the extras and Allard Rees round things off in the corner as the clock run down. And elsewhere in the Vale, Penarth's Division 1 match at Abercomboy was postponed, allowing the title rival St Joseph's to take advantage with a 54-19 victory over relegated Porth Harlequins. Penarth now dropped to third in the table with 3 games of the season to go and just 4 points separating them from the league leaders. In Division 2, Cowbridge remain on track for promotion after a 26-21 win at home to Tafts Wells, which keeps them second in the table, just 4 points off leaders Caerphilly. Llantwit Major move back into fourth in Division 3 with a 50-10 victory over relegation candidate Treharris. Whilst in Division 4, Dinas Powys beat Pontyclun 28-14 in their final home game of the season. And Old Penarthians finished their Division 5 campaign with a 34-17 win at Hirwine, who were relegated after losing all 14 of their league games this season. So mixed fortunes there for the Vale teams, but a lot of good results there, and lots of things to look forward to, and hopefully a few more other Vale teams will be promoted up the divisions next season. So that's all looking good for the rugby in the Vale. But now we're just going to have a look back at the Women's Six Nations games, where Scotland were hosting Wales, and that was on Saturday. And unfortunately for Wales, Scotland won that game 24-21. But it was looked really quite a good game. There was some good action, as always is with international rugby, and particularly Six Nations, be it the men's game or the women's game. There's always going to be controversy and people looking at things from different ways. A couple of red cards in the game as well, whether you agree with them or not, but they were given by the officials, so you've got to play with what the officials say there, and I think we've all seen the potential jump out of the tackle, which it always seems that something that's happened in a game against Wales always seems to come back round, and it's a team then playing against Wales that seem to get the rub of the green with decisions like that. But it is a good start to the campaign there. I mean, Wales, they are currently fourth in the table. They do have a point there, and that's for a bonus point for being within 7 points. They didn't quite, neither team scored 4 tries, so neither team got any try bonus points there. Wales are at home next week, so on Saturday they're playing at home, and they're playing England, and again that's another 4:45 kickoff, so 4:45 kickoff. So that's quite a decent time, and it's always a good atmosphere down the stadium watching the Women's Six Nations as well. So let's hope that they can get a win on the board. I mean, in the rugby, women's rugby world, I mean, England are sort of one of the teams to beat there, but put a performance in, let's get some tries, let's get a win and get the Women's Six Nations campaign off to a good start. Next up on Pro, we're going to bring you the ice hockey action, and we're going to have a check-in to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. Here to Pro.
This is Pro Radio. Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212, and our caring team will help you.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the Laundry Rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the Laundry Rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
From Barry to Bulverton,
the Vale's local radio station.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to check in to see how the Devils have been getting on in their Elite Hockey League campaign. And again, there's been three matches that they've taken part in between sort of the last show and now. So if anyone's ever watched watch live a hockey game, I mean, it amazes me that they can keep going sort of three times in a week with the amount of bumps and bruising probably, and I know they've got lots of padding on, but they're still putting their bodies through something to play at the level that they play at week in and week out, and normally at least two to three games a week. So hats off to them. But we're going to look back to their game on Wednesday when they took on the Nottingham Panthers, and the Devils suffered a second successive defeat, going down 5-1 there at Nottingham Panthers. Logan Nielsen and Sam Hare both struck in the opening period to put the Panthers in control. Cardiff responded through Riley Brandt in the second period, but Tom Docherty restored the home side's two-goal advantage. Matthew Alfaro added a fourth before he scored his second of the night to lift Nottingham to second in the table, on the back of three straight wins. And Cardiff remained fourth, and then they were next in action against the leaders, Belfast Giants, and they were in action against the Giants on Friday. And the Devils avenged their Challenge Cup defeat to the Belfast Giants, winning 4-3 after a shootout in the Elite League. Joey Martin and Zach O'Brien had given the Devils a 2-0 lead before Mark Cooper replied for the Giants. Martin scored a second, but Pierre-Olivier Morin and Zach Galambos both brought the visitors level. Overtime produced no further goals in the shootout. Ben Bowens saved four Giants attempts, while Josh McDonald and Cohen Olszewski scored to secure the Devils' first league win over the leaders, the Giants. And that was on Friday. And then on Saturday, Sunday, they took on the Manchester Storm. So you would think on the ride on the crest of a wave there on the Sunday after their first league win over the Giants. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be for the Devils, and the Manchester Storm shut them out, winning 6-0. Stephen Johnson, Gianluca Estevez and Cameron Critchlow all scored within five first period minutes as the Storm raced to a 3-0 lead. Storm forward Zach Milton added a fourth for Manchester midway through the second period, and Storm rounded off the winning style in the third period. Estevez scored second, putting them 5-0 up before Alex de Goust completed the scoring. So that was a little bit of a balloon burst there. But the Devils do return to action, and they're next against the Glasgow Clan, and that's at home on Friday night. But their results have left the Devils still in fourth in the league there, so I think they're still in a playoff shot chance there. But it's, I think, the being a bit inconsistent now the season's there. But as I said, they do play lots of games, so that's only to be expected. So next year on Bro, I'm going to tell you about a fantastic sport that you may not have heard about, and I went along and had a chat with some players for, and it might be something that you fancy taking part in, but I'll tell you all next year at Bro.
Well, you done me in your bed, I felt it. Tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. No more, no more. It- to come on, I scooch on over closer, dear, and I will nibble your ear. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you find that the sky.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So on Friday, I took myself down to Colcott Sports Centre to have a look at a sport that I did not realise was taking place in Barry, and that is mixed indoor rounders. So I took myself along there to see what was going on and to bring it to the people of the Vale. So this is a Barry League indoor mixed rounders on there. So there's only four teams in the league in Barry at the moment, and the indoor season has only got from talking to some of the players, has only got about 5 weeks left of it, but it will restart again in September. And I didn't really want to, when I first turned up, I wasn't quite sure where they were playing. And luckily I didn't open the door I was going to open, because they were already on the court, and that might have caused all sorts of complications to the game there. So I was sat there and I started watching the game that was already taking place. And the biggest thing that I took from that was everyone seemed so happy playing it. There were smiles. Everyone seemed to be enjoying it, and it's for a mix of people. There was mixed, so there was men and women playing there, and there was covering all the different age ranges. And after talking to a couple of the players, they were telling me that the age limit is over 16, but there's no upper age limit, so anyone can go along. But they were just having so much fun, and they're out and they're playing sport. And I say out, it's my favourite type of sport for during the winter months as well. It's indoor sport, so you're not really affected by the rain. I didn't really want to disturb the players that were coming on to play the second game on there, because I didn't know if they had pre-match rituals or routines and all that. So after I watched the game that had come off, once they got their breath back and they had done that, I did end up talking to two players from the Wilder Bats, as their team name, and that was a Nicky and an Ashley, and they were just explaining the rules to me and how they got into it, and it just felt a really fun sort of environment to be in. And because there's only four teams currently in the league, they kind of all know each other, so it even off the pitch, it's quite a nice community feel to it. I mean, a few of them, once they get on the pitch, do get a little bit competitive, because that's when game time starts. But when they're off the pitch, I mean, it's all smiles and laughs and jokes, and all friends. So they were explaining the rules for it. So with this, and it's indoor rounders, and I mean, the last time I played rounders was probably nearly 30 years ago when I was in school. So it's been a long time. But the first thing that struck me was that the bat was a lot smaller. So I'd probably say the bat was probably no more than probably 2 foot, maybe a little bit longer. On there, and they were using what was a junior indoor cricket ball was what was being used there, and they were explaining the scoring of it as well. But first of all, because like me, my mates and my friends can tell you, I'm never the best player in a sport, but I always like to know the rule book or the law book. So if I can find an advantage playing that way, then that's what I do, and I can at least see a picture in my head now. One of my mates watching this and smirking because he knows exactly what I'm like once I've read a rule book. So I thought I'd ask them to explain the rules for me. So it needs a minimum of 6 players, but it can have 9 players and 3 subs. And it is a mixed team, so men and women can play in the same team. If you do use the subs, you can only bring them on between innings, so you can't. It's not rolling subs, rolling on and rolling off. And the way that you score, so you score 1 point if you make it all the way back round to home, and you score half a point if you get to the second base. And from what I was being told, it's second base is guarded quite heavily because teams can start scoring quite heavily if they just keep getting half a point, as opposed to they obviously guard the fourth base as well, but second is the one where you can soon add all your points up. And just like sort of regular outdoor rounders, you can be out, so you can be caught out. When it's indoor, I've been told there are a few sort of exemptions to if it gets held up on different things like in nettings and that, then it can be it's not out. But generally, if it bounces off the ceiling and you catch it, or it bounces off the wall, as long as it hasn't touched the floor, then you can be out. And you can also be out on what they call stumping, which is where you dab the base to stop the that then stops the player being able to either move to that base or if they're in between two bases, the stumping then basically has them out. And then when all the players are out, the innings is over. On there, I'm doing all this is great for radio because I'm doing all the hand gestures here as well. So there is no balls, and it's kind of the middle of your thigh to your shoulder. If it's bowled above or below them two, then it's a no ball and you don't have to run. If it's bowled in there and you swing at the ball, you've got to make your run to first base. But it was a really exciting sport. The Wilder Bats did try and tap me up and see if I wanted to have a game for them. But unfortunately for me, I had a bit of a back issue and they had just finished their game for that week. My excuses were already in, but it is actually a really fun game, and it would be something that if you want to get involved in a bit of sport, but you don't want to, but you don't want to go outside because of all the weather conditions, and you want a really good social atmosphere, and getting around and playing a bit of sport, then I would really look at looking up and finding it on the social medias, the Barry Indoor Rounders League. And it's not just indoor, from what I've been told as well. When the indoor season finishes, there is an outdoor rounders league as well, and the teams can play in the outdoor rounders as well, but if the team doesn't, then they can sort of swap and change between teams as well. But it's just it was just interesting, and I really do enjoy going out to other sports and seeing sports clubs in action and talking to people. Again, thank you, Nikki and Ashley. Thank you for talking to me. I know you didn't want me to record your voices there, but If there's any other sports out in the Vale that you think I should be talking about, then all you need to do is email me at sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. Or find me up on the social medias and I could pop along to your sports club and I could talk to the players, see what's going on. If you're really desperate, potentially I could give the sport a go and give everyone a laugh, most probably. But I really do want to hear from the people of the Vale, because I know there's some fantastic sports and fantastic things that are going on in the Vale that I would love to get out to the people of the Vale. But next up here on Bro, you've got Patrick with the evening show.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanylldyd Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai'ch yn ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanylldyd Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar Heol yr Orsaf.
Wyt ti'n riant i blentyn tair neu bedair roed? Mae modd i ti gael hyd at 30 awr yr wythnos ofal plant ac addysg gynnar. Mae cynnig ofal plant Cymru yma i dy helpu. Os wyt ti'n mynd yn ôl i'r gwaith, am gynyddu dy oriau, neu eisiau mynd yn ôl i astudio, paid â gadael i gostau gofal plant dy ddaldi yn ôl. Ti yna i gefnogi dy blentyn. Rydyn ni yma i dy gefnogi di. cerillew.cymru/cynnigofalplantcymru i gael help heddiw.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.